Market View on Money FM 89.3.
It's been a good start to the week, actually, for markets, with the Straits Times Index solidly in the green. And in fact, the month of April, we're seeing decent gains for the local benchmark and local stocks. But anything will probably be better than the first quarter, when we saw many markets, including here in Singapore, tumble into bear market territory. There's growing optimism that maybe the grueling lockdowns that we're seeing across the world might be lifted slowly but surely, and that there is some progress being made towards a possible cure for the COVID-19 pandemic. But a lot of this all has a lot of uncertainty baked into it. And the economic projections continue to be rather dire for major economies, including Singapore's own economy. So why is there a seeming disconnect, it seems, from the markets this month, despite the continued grim outlook for markets? Well, to help us recap the month that was, or the surprising month that was, we're joined today on Money FM 89.3 by Mr. Terrence Wong, who's the CEO and founder of Azure Capital. He's joining us live from his home as he works from the comfort of his own abode. Terrence, thank you so much for joining us. And as always, I'm glad to hear that you and your family continue to stay in good health and stay safe in these times. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, JP.
All right, so Terrence, as we mentioned a while ago, the Straits Times Index doing rather well this day. And it's still in the green for the month of April, though we saw markets start to get a little tested in the last week. Regardless, in the green. But how would you describe the month that was? Better than the last two, or would you say that it's still rather touch and go for the most part?
Well, I think April has been definitely a breath of fresh air, especially stepping out from a very, very painful period from the last week of February to the third week of March.
Right.
Well, if any investor were required, I'm sure they would, during that 1 month, or 3 week to 1 month period, ST actually slumped 31%. But from the lows registered on the 23rd of March, we have really regained back almost half the losses. Investors started to rush back into the market, and it's driven by central banks promising to do their utmost, as well as the flattening of the virus curve globally. So this, the way the market has rushed back, I thought was a little, the pace of it was a little bit surprising, given that, as you mentioned, the economy is still in its doldrums. In fact, it is going to get worse.
And so, Terrence, do you think we should buy into the seeming disconnect between how markets did this April? Now, granted, nobody was really surging anywhere in the world, but things seemed rather stable for the most part. But that economic outlook still continues to be bleak. We saw DBS revise their outlook for the Singaporean economy downward again. Why do you think there's been a disconnect between how the markets have performed versus the economic projections or the potential reality that we're in for one of the roughest years in decades or maybe even in a century?
Well, definitely. I mean, it's most definitely a very, very clear disconnect right now. If you ask anybody out there, they can feel it. And it has like trickled down. Sometimes the recession, people won't feel it immediately. It may be 3, 4, 5 months before they go, my pay is being cut, I'm getting out of a job. But right now, this is in a global lockdown situation, and a lot of people can feel it almost immediately. And the likes of IMF, major institutions have likened this great lockdown to the Great Depression. Like I mentioned, it is very much of a disconnect with the economy, the stock market and the economy, because stock market has rushed up so quickly after hitting the bottom on the 23rd of March. This looks to me very much like a bear market rally. But it is not uncommon to see a bear market rally at all. In almost all the downturns, in fact, markets don't go down in one straight line. There could be periods where you can see bounces. For the SKI over the last 20 years, for example, over many different crises, you could see numerous bear rallies, with SKI rallying as much as 20% before giving back all or more of it, or almost all of its gains as it goes back on the downtrend.
So if this could be a bear market rally, how dangerous is it to buy into the disconnect if you're an investor, Terrence? And just how bad can things go? Are you confident to maybe even call a bottom for this market if you're expecting it to come down even further in the future?
Well, I'm definitely not ready to call a bottom.
Fair enough.
If you look at the economy, like I said, it is going to be very, very tough. Many people have said that this is a very, very different kind of a downturn. Definitely nothing that we experienced before, because it hit us so suddenly. Within like 1 to 2 months, it is like a whole new world out there. So as the recession or as the pain continues to set in, I think that there will be new benchmarks, and I think that the markets will continue to come off quite tremendously from these levels. So I would advise caution should investors want to take steps into the market.
We're speaking to Terence Wong, the CEO of Azure Capital, today on Market View here in Money FM 89.3 to talk about what he made of the month that was. Terence, one of the big curveballs that was thrown to markets and the economy was the recent circuit breaker extension. Many agree that it is necessary to bring down the rise in COVID-19 cases here. But of course, this will take an economic toll on Singapore also. How is this impacting your outlook for the economy and equity markets overall? And how much of this is factoring into your more skeptical view, if I may use a softer term, on where the markets might be heading?
I think that for the economy first, then the equity market, since it is connected, there is going to be a very, very close correlation between the two. So, but for the economy, it is negative. The trough of the economic cycle, I believe, will be pushed back because of this circuit breaker. As you can see, with the delays in it, for every 1 month delay, for example, I think that GDP will be hit anywhere between 1% and 2%. And as long as the vaccine is not found, I think that we may have to do this on-off kind of circuit breaker for at least the next 6 to 12 months. What I mean is that, you know, by June, things could clear up, and we are allowed to go back to working, to shopping, to eating. But when infections start to creep back into the community, the circuit breaker may get reactivated. So we have to be ready for this until, like I said, a vaccine is found. Or if we are lucky, in the case of SARS, it just magically went away. So there's another type of coronavirus. So hopefully, crossing fingers, but very unlikely at this stage.
All right.
And now for the equity markets, I think that the turnaround is very dependent on the recovery of the economy. Like I said, I think that we are not at the pits, you know, like right at the bottom of the recession. We are only starting to feel the impact. We may just be a couple of quarters away. So no rush to move into the equity markets.
Terence, here's something else I wanted to ask you about. Some analysts are advocating that we should just ignore what could be a really bad report earnings season this quarter, both here and across the world. My question to you is, as somebody who's cut his teeth really covering earnings for the better part of, two decades or so, are earnings even going to matter for markets, given that almost everyone's going to have a bad report card? And is that salient advice for investors to just ignore the upcoming earnings reports this quarter and maybe even the next?
So I think that in a couple of parts. Part one, it is going to be a write-off quarter for us. But recall that the first quarter, we're only talking about one very, very bad month, which is the month of March, where a lot of the global, a lot of the countries have actually gone into a lockdown situation. Right now, in the second quarter, I think that this is where things get a lot more discouraging, because more countries have gone into a lockdown, circuit breaker, MCO mode, whatever you want to call it, and this may last for at least, you know, 1.5 months. So this is going to be a worse quarter than what we have seen in the first quarter. A lot of people say we should write off the first quarter. Fine. But what about the second quarter? I think the second quarter is going to be worse than that. And then we want to look beyond this quarter again. So how many quarters are we expected to look ahead of? Always remember, for the STI, over the last, I think, 10-15 years, a lot of the growth in the SDI is due to net profit margins and the dividend yields. They are the main drivers of the index. And we know where the dividends or the dividend yields come from. They actually derive from the earnings. So to say that, oh, we should write off this quarter's earnings, but how many quarters can we write off? Because ultimately, the stock market, the market is dependent on earnings.
All right. And finally, Terence, our last question for you today. What are you going to be looking out for in the month of May? Last month was very, very busy and also very momentous, or this the month that was, that is. And I ask this because there is that old cliche about selling in May and going away. Do you think that this advice holds even more at these times? Or do you think that maybe this is just a happy coincidence that markets are bad during a month when people say people mostly sell?
Okay, I've looked at the last 20 years for STI, for as long as my as long as I've been in the market.
Sure.
There were only I think 7 out of the 20 years where made it particularly well. I mean, there were 13 years that it came off. And interesting, out of the 7 years, 2 of them came in the wake of post the GFC. So, but this time around, I don't think that we're going to be that lucky because we are in the midst of the first result season since the major lockdown globally. We're going to hear some guidance which I believe will be less comforting than expected. And I also believe that the month of May will see some big corporates buckling under the pressure, and this will result in certain negative sentiments. Negative sentiments, I believe, will be revisited once again, like what we've seen in February as well as March. But on the flip side, markets could also cheer some countries or states reopening after the very painful lockdown as a number of new infections decline. But I would say that the damage to the economy has already been done. And the market has not, I think, factored the full impact of the economic meltdown. So once again, if you are talking about the month of May, advise caution.
All right. So May Day is the warning in the upcoming month, it seems, from Terrence Wong, the CEO of Azure Capital, but just cautiously so. I'd like to thank you again for joining us today on Market View. And as always, Terrence, hope you and your family stay safe as we continue to ride out these circuit breaker measures.
Thanks, JP.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.